Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. We are up to Sif Beis, the last line on page Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 6. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Yizar kol odom shelo yaschil b'shum melacha. A person should be careful not to start any melacha. V'lo yochal, and he should not eat ad sheyivdok, until he does bedikas chametz. Vafilu im yeshlo es kavua lilmod, even if he has a set time to learn, lo yilmod ad sheyivdok, he should not learn until he does his bedika. The Mechaber then says, Vim hischil lilmod mibod yom, if he started learning while it was still day, so ain't tzarech lahafsik, then he does not have to stop. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim." There are those who say, "Shetzarach lahafsik," that he has to stop. V'chein nirali ikker, and that seems to me to be the ikker. So says the Mishabura in Sivkatan. Hey, we said that before. Bedikas chametz, a person should not get involved in any malacha. V'afilu chatzi shah shekodem hazman aser. Even a half hour before the zman of bedikas chametz, it's aser to do malacha. Dilma osi lamshuche, you might get drawn after your malacha. It's also, besides the Isser Malacha, it's also Usser to go to a bathhouse. And all the things that we mentioned in Reish Lamed Beis that are Usser before Mincha are also going to be Usser before B'digas Chametz. Umisha Shochach Livdok Balayla, someone who totally forgot about B'digas Chametz at night, so he has to do B'digas Chametz during the day. Usser Bayom B'chol Hadvarim Achi Yivdok. So then these halachos will apply to him during the day. He'll be also in malacha and all the things mentioned here until he does the bedika. Sivkotan vav, velo yochal, he should not eat before bedikas chametz. Uti'imu ba'al mashari. So only a real achila is aser, but just a taste alone is going to be mutter. What's a taste? V'hainu pas kebeitza velo yoser. You could have up to a pas of bread, but no more. O peros afilu harbe. But fruit, you could have even many. Kemosha kasavnu besov simin reish lamed beis. Ayin shavim mishabura, like we said earlier, in reish lamed beis. V'ayin b'bir halacha. Look in the bir halacha. The peros harbe eino mutter rak be'achatzi shah shekodem bedika. We'll see the bir halacha in a moment. He says that the peros harbe that you're allowed to have is only mutter in the half hour before the zman habedika. Aval mi shehigia zman habedika. But once the zman of the bedika comes, gam al yedei peros ein nochon lishos harbe, even through fruit, it's not proper to delay a lot. So I'd like to see the bir halacha right now. Back to page Gimel. He says, v'lo yochal, ayin mishnebura, de peros mutter afilu harbe. So the mishnebura first brought down that to have a lot of fruit is mutter, that's called the te'ima ba'alma, a lot of fruit. V'hu noveh midivri ha-magen Avram, and that comes out from the words of the magen Avram, shedima lahodes simen reish al-mabez, he makes the connection between bedikas chametz and the zman of mincha. V'lo chora mashma, da afilu mishihigia zman ha-bedika. It's Masha from the Magen Avraham that even once the Zman of Bedika comes, it's already Tisa Gochavim, the Hainu Tisa Gochavim, Gam Kein Mutter Lechol Peros Afilu Harbe. The Bir Aloch continues a bunch of pages later on page 10. So the Mashmos of the Bir Aloch of the Magen Avraham is that even after the Zman of Bedika starts, you're allowed to have a Te'ima, you're allowed to have a lot of fruit. De'ein Isser Ela Achilas Keva. Because it's only usher to have a real achilas keva, she'efsher lihimashech, that could get drawn out, v'yishkach ha-bedika, and you'll forget bedika. V'li tzorech iyan, b'zot ha-chavetz chayim, to me this needs investigation, to ha-ein dom ezel l'shar dvarim. This case that we're discussing over here, bedikas chametz, is not similar to other cases where you're not allowed to eat before them, like kriya shema utfila, she'ein mitzvah sadavka betchilas hazman. When we're talking about mariv, kriya shema at night, and mariv at night, the mitzvah is not specifically when the zman starts in the beginning of the night. V'lochein, and therefore, lo gazru elo b'su'uda kavua she'ef sheli himoshech v'yishach lagamri. So there, they only assert a real suda that might get drawn out, and you'll forget to daven, you'll forget to say kriyashma. Ma she'en kein bazeh, which is not the case of Adikas Chometz, de kavu chachomim hazman l'chatchila, takef b'tchilas halayla. Here, by bedikas chametz, it's different. It's not that you do bedikas chametz any time at night. The takana was to do the bedika at the beginning of the night. Kemosha kasu harbe poskim, like many posts can bring down. V'imkein, and if so, hashihiyah gufa, the delay itself, af below achila aser kishigiyah zman. It's not just the eating that's a problem. Just delaying is a problem. You're supposed to start this mitzvah right away. The al kein nira, and therefore it appears to me, the bechatzi shah smuchla sezer l'chav and mutter lechol peiros k'mash yirtza. That if you're a half hour before the zman of sezer l'chav, which is zman bedika, then you could in fact eat as much as you want of peiros. Aval mishigia hazman. But once the zman bedika comes, ein lahokel b'shehi rabbi, you should not be lenient to have a long delay, afilu agde peiros, even if it's only through peiros. V'chein mashma b'derach achayim, sherak b'achatzi shah mekilin lazeh. So Zakta Bir Alocha, and this is a very important point that keeps coming up, as we'll see, that the Bir Alocha is saying, the Zman of Bedigas Chametz is not just the night of Yudalud, it's the beginning of the night of Yudalud. And therefore, that which you say, you could eat a lot of fruit, will not be once the Zman starts, because Stam, you can't delay Stam. So eating fruit is delaying the Bedika, you're not supposed to do that. It's not similar to Mariv and Kriyashma, where the Zman is any time in the nighttime. There's no Inyan, but Dafka to do it earlier, we just want to make sure you don't forget. So if you don't have a Suda Kavua, you're not going to forget. You could have a lot of peiros. But over here, it's not just that you might forget, it's that we don't want it to get delayed at all. Now, just to point out the Ramah that we saw on page 6 just now, the Yesh Omrim Shetzarach Lahafsik, if a person, we said, started learning Mibod Yom, so the Mechaber said, Ein Tzarach Lahafsik, the Ramah says there are those who say they have to stop, and Kein Nerli Iker, the Mishavura will see shortly, he's going to explain the same idea. He says in Sefkotin Yud Aleph, after Hiskel Beheter, even if you started learning Beheter, so the Yesh Omrim says that you must stop. And the reason is, because again, the Iker Mitzvah L'chatchila, the Chacham Rekaveh was in the beginning of the night. So you see the Ramah says that as well, that the Iker Mitzvah is in the beginning of the night, and that's why the Bar Alocha is explaining over here, not like the Magid Avram, that having many peiros would not be allowed once the Zman Bedika comes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sefkotin Zayin, Lo Yilmod. So after the Mechaber said you shouldn't do malacha, you shouldn't eat, then he says that you also should not be learning. The Mechaber said even if you have a set time to learn, you should not learn until you do Bedikas Chametz. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Gam bezeh yesh osrim af b'chatzi shah shemikodem. Even when it comes to learning, there are those who aser even a half hour before the Zman, Dilma Asi Lam Shuche Harbe, because we're worried that your learning might continue for a long time. Im lo shebikesh le'echot she'askirenu k'shiyavu azman. Unless you appoint someone to remind you who's not learning that when the Zman comes that you're going to stop for doing the Bedika. That's one opinion. V'yesh matirin le'inyan liban mikodem. There are those who say this extension to a half hour before does not apply to learning, and it's mutter to learn a half hour before. V'rak v'higia hazman shel tzeis ha'kochavim aser. They hold only once the zman of tzeis ha'kochavim, which is zman bedika, comes, only then it's aser to learn. V'af l'ha'osrim. And even those who aser the half hour before, eino aser ela belomid bebeso. Learning is only aser if you're sitting in your house and you're learning. If you go to a dirshu mishabura shir in the base medrash, acharat tefillah, that's mutter. The halo yemuchroch bevaday love lebeso. Nobody's staying there the whole night. Everyone's going to go home, so you're not going to forget about the bedika. But if you're at home and you're learning, so then there's a concern that you might get caught up in your learning. You'll forget about the bedika. But if you're in the base medrash, there is no concern. Umikomokom still afze enu mutter ela halomid below pilpul. Even when we say that in the base medrash is going to be mutter, that's not if you're learning with pilpul going very deep. Aval but pilpul, anytime you're getting into learning very deep, then there's always a concern that you might extend your learning. So if you are at home learning, then it's going to be a problem. If you are in the base medrash learning, assuming it's not a derech pilpul kind of learning that could extend, we're not worried that it will extend too far, and you are allowed to do that before the zman bedika comes, according to this opinion. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sekoton Ches, we said you should not learn ad sheyivdok. And now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very important shiloh that everyone discusses every year. Ule'inyan tfilas mariv. When it comes to mariv, what comes first? Bedikas chametz or mariv? We just got finished saying how it's so important to do bedika in the beginning of the night. So what do you do first? Bedikas chametz or mariv? So says the Mishnah Berurah, ule'inyan tfilas mariv. Oson ha-mispalin mariv bizmano b'tzibur. Those who normally daven mariv bizmano, meaning in the beginning of the zman, with a minyan, So yisbalu mikodem. They should taka daven before. You go to mincha ma'ariv together, so then you should daven ma'ariv before the bedika. Number one, the torach lekabtzen achakach, because if everyone's going to go home after mincha do the bedika, it's going to be a burden to gather everyone afterwards. V'gam ein lochosh kolkach sheyishkach livdok. Also, we're not so concerned if you daven ma'ariv now in the shul that you're going to forget to do the bedika. Sharei tefila hi dover kavua. Tefila is something that is very set. V'ein shayach bo shem yimshoch. And there's no real concern to get caught up in your davening. By learning, so there's a concern, you might get caught up and it might extend. Davening doesn't get extended. Davening is very set, and therefore for these two reasons, if a person davens kavua, bizmano, in shul, he should daven ma'ariv before he does a bedika. V'hamispalo bebeso, one who davens in his house, yitain la'acher livdok l'hu yispalo. So the best is, if you daven in your house, let someone else do your bedika for you, and you daven. That way you could get ma'ariv and the bedika both at the earliest possible time. If you have nobody else with you, and you're davening at home, you should daven first, and do the bedika afterwards. However, if you're a type of person, or you live in a place where you don't have a minyan, and you always daven b'yechidus, so there's no concern you're going to forget to daven, you always daven b'yechidus, so then yivdo tchila, then you should do the bedika first, there's no concern that you are going to forget about ma'ariv. The cave under rogil b'kach, since you're rogil and davening ma'ariv by yourself, lo chayshinon kolkach shemi yishkach, we're not so worried if you do the bedika first and you delay ma'ariv, you're going to forget about it. You always remember to daven because you always daven by yourself. And then the Mishnah brings down, v'achok Yaakov kosav de lo'olam yispala t'chila. The Chok Yaakov says that always you should daven ma'ariv first, the tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem. We have a rule that when you have something that's more often, that goes first. So over here, ma'ariv we daven every night. But because Chami says once a year, tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem, the Chok Yaakov says you always daven ma'ariv first. Note number 11. Ubetama chokim. And the reason for those who argue on this idea of tadir, kosav ha'shulchan aruch harav, l'fi shezman kriyashma utfilo hu kalalaylo. Like we just saw before in the Bir Halacha, the zman of kriyashma and ma'ariv is all night. O al kopanim ar chatzos, or at the very least, it's still chatzos. V'afal pi shemitzvah namuchar lehispalav l'ko kriyashma betchilas ha'layla, even though it's certainly a better way to do the mitzvah, to daven and say kriyashma earlier in the night, mikol mekom lo over al takonos chachomim im omram behemshach ha'layla. You're not going against the takon of chazal to do it later. The mitzvah is whenever you want during the night, until chatzos. It's just an inyan to do it earlier, but you're not going against Chazal by doing it later. Masha'en kein bedigas chametz, which is not the case of bedigas chametz, shezmanu l'chadchila hi betchilas halayla dafka. Like we said before, these poskim hold, the zman of bedigas chametz is bedafka in the beginning of the night l'chadchila. V'im lo bodak betchilas halayla, and if you don't check in the beginning of the night, over al takonas Chazal, so you're over on takon of Chazal. And therefore, although we have the klal of tadir v'she'enu tadir tadir kodem, in this case, you have the zman of bedikas chametz is right away at tchilas halayla, and then you have ma'ariv and kriyashma, which can be done even later. It's 100% fine to do it later. There's a mitzvah namucha to do it earlier, but that would be grounds, to, according to them, to possibly do the bedika and do ma'ariv afterwards. Sivkotan tes. The mechaber said, if you started learning mibod yom, you don't have to stop. V'hu adin shar malachos. Not only by learning any malacha that you started doing while it was still daytime, you don't have to stop. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud, what does that mean you started in the Bod Yom? Bizmana heter. You started in a time where it was 100% mutter to start, then you don't have to stop. V'lochein ain't tzarech lahafsik, and that's why you don't have to stop. Da'afilu b'kriyashma shehid araisa. Even when it comes to the zman of saying kriyashma, which is araisa, kaimulon besimin reish lamed hey, we paskin in reish lamed hey, dim hischil beheter enum afsik. If you started something before the zman, so then when the zman comes, you don't have to stop, ayin shum. Vim hischil bezman ha'iser. But if you started learning or doing malach in zman when you weren't allowed to, then lekuli am aposek, everyone holds, you must stop. The bedigas chametz havi de araisa kol zman shlo bitel. Like we discussed last night, bedigas chametz is the araisa so long that you didn't do bittel. Whatever you do first is the araisa. The other thing is an add-on to rabbanon. So we do bedika before the bittel. So the bedika that you're facing now is the daraisa. Ubidaraisa posik. And the rule is that when you start something that you weren't allowed to start, if it affects a mitzvah daraisa, you must stop. Kemosha kosa b'simen reish lamed hei, like it's brought down in reish lamed hei. Sivkotan yud aleph is the ramah. that we mentioned before, Yesh Omer, the Rambam says, Shetzarech Lahafsik, that even if you started Bizman Heter, you have to stop once this man comes, after Hischel Beheter. Even though you started Beheter, you must stop. V'taimam, the reason is, again, the Iker Mitzvah L'chadchila Kavu Chachomim B'tchila Salayla. The Iker Mitzvah L'chadchila was established by Chazal in the beginning of the night. V'al Kena, therefore, it's Tzarech L'hafsik, you must stop. K'dei She'yiskayim HaMitzvah K'tikuna, so you should do the Mitzvah the proper way. The Rama ended off and said, V'chein nirali Iker, and that appears to be the Iker Halacha, V'hu adin l'shar Malachos, and the same is true by other Malachos, U'mikomokom nira, but still it appears, the ain't Tzarech L'hafsik Elo K'shiyagi Hazman. Even according to this Shita that says when you start up a Zman of Heter, you have to stop, but that's only when you reach the actual Zman of Tzeisak HaKhovim. The ain't Tzarech L'hafsik Elo K'shiyagi Hazman Shal Tzeisak HaKhovim. If you get to a half hour before, you don't have to stop then. If you started Beheter, so he holds you have to stop. The only stop by this Zman HaTzeisak HaKhovim. I want to just point out one thing before we end the shiur, and that is we discussed already a few points that Bi'ar Locha, the Rama, one of the notes over there, that they're bringing down that the Iker Mitzvah of the Bdikas Chametz is a B'tchilas HaLaila, that is the sheet of the Rama. The Mechaber that we saw in the very beginning of the Siman that we saw last night says not that way, because the Siman started off B'tchilas Lel Yudal B'Nisan, where both Bdikas Chametz, the Mishabu wrote in Sefkat and Aleph Pirish, Takeif achar etzias akochavim. That's when you should do the mitzvah. Sheyesh adayin ktsas me'or hayom. We have a little bit of light still there. Roi lahasri livdo kidei shelo yisrashel o shelo yishkach. So the Mishabur is explaining the Mechaber is the reason you should do it earlier is not because that was the Iker Takon of Chazal. It's just so you won't be negligent and you won't forget. It's just a precaution, but not that there's a mitzvah bedafka to do it then. Mashenkin, the Ramah that we see over here, and the Berlocha that we saw, and the note that we saw in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they all hold the Iker Zman that Chazal was misakin for the mitzvah, was the Bedafka B'tchilas HaLaila, much stronger than the way the Mechaber says it. That concludes Simon Tuf Lamed Aleph, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin Tuf Lamed Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.